TCJ Radio International presents Switzerland in Sound, produced and presented by Bob Zanotti.
Welcome to Switzerland in Sound. This is Bob Zanotti. In addition to the newly produced material offered on the website and here on PCJ Media, we also feature some old vintage reports and features from the pre-Switzerland in Sound days. The information they contain may no longer be valid or up to date, but we present this material as a sound document for your listening pleasure. Here is one of those vintage items.
Everyone knows by now that Switzerland is a multicultural, multilingual country, and that the main languages are German, French, and Italian. There is also a very small minority speaking Romansh in southeastern Switzerland. And of course, those of us who live in German Switzerland, which is the majority of the Swiss population, it is the largest single linguistic and cultural group, we do tend to forget sometimes that there are other parts of Switzerland. And the second largest group in this country is the so-called Romandie, which is the local term for what we also call French-speaking Switzerland. The Romandie, because it comes from the term Romand, meaning the Romans, the Romanized part of Switzerland. We have as our guest Mrs. Erika Ledermann. Mrs. Ledermann is interesting in herself because she is originally from the canton of Graubünden in southeastern Switzerland, where they speak three languages, German, Italian, and Romansh. But she has spent 30 years living with her husband on a farm in Le Mans, which is in Canton Vaud, just outside Lausanne in western Switzerland. You're a little bit culturally schizophrenic, I guess. Are you? Do you feel German Swiss or do you feel French Swiss?
Almost French Swiss, no.
After so long.
After so long. Mm-hmm. I spend more time in French part now than I spend before in Swiss German.
And we can say vive la différence.
Exactly.
And there is a difference between German and French-speaking Switzerland, not just the language, but also the so-called mentality of the people, the culture, and the way things are done. It is a large area, even though it's all French-speaking. It extends from the Jura region in the northwest on the border with France all the way to Geneva, the most western city in Switzerland, French-speaking Switzerland, and then, of course, all the way east to the Canton of Valais. Roughly, what, two-thirds or even almost three-quarters of Canton Valais is French-speaking.
Yes.
Although officially it's bilingual because there's the Upper Valais, which is German-speaking.
Yeah.
And within this area, you have a diversity of different characters and traditions, even within French-speaking Switzerland. Let's take, for example, your own, quote, home canton, although it's your adopted home canton, Canton Vaud, a very proud part of Switzerland. There's a great deal of pride and tradition to be Vaudois.
Yes. Of course, there is the vineyards. We have one of the beautifulest vineyards in Switzerland. Of course, the Vaudois is very proud of these vineyards. We have very, very nice white wines. Even the French people say that we have
from good, France.
Yeah, from yes. France. They say we have good wine, white
well, that's,
wine.
That's saying something.
Yes.
Because, to put it mildly, they're extremely proud of their own
of
wines,
course,
aren't they?
Of course. And in Valais, they also have vineyards. But, of course, the soils are different. There is more sun. So the taste is different. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of white wines also and very, very nice red wines.
Wine is really the cement, the cultural cement that keeps the Romandie together, isn't it? Almost everywhere, except maybe in the Jura, they don't have too much wine. It's too cold. The climate is too rugged there. But Canton Valais, Canton Vaud, Canton Geneva, Canton Neuchâtel,
yes,
all these delightful, sparkling white wines, and they're so unique in Switzerland, too, and also in Europe because of the sparkle. They're called the Pétion, aren't
yes.
they? They have little sparkling wines.
This is from the plant. It's the Chasselas. We make white wine with Chasselas in the majority.
And it comes out different every place it's grown.
Yes, of course, because the soils are different. This makes the difference, different taste.
You talked about the area of Canton Vaud being such a proud place and the wine being so important to people. It almost dominates the landscape, doesn't it? If you go along the lake, and Canton Vaud is all along the lake, as soon as you leave the canton of Geneva, you're on the lake. And then we have some famous vineyards, La Côte, this region there, where some of the most delightful whites come from. And then you pass Lausanne, and then you go around the other side of the lake, and then you have the Lavaux and the Grand Vaux and all of those places until you finally move into Valais. And every one of these parcels of land produces a different tasting wine based on exactly the same grape.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It's incredible. When you're taking the train from Zurich, maybe when you're landing in Zurich with the plane, you take the train coming to Swiss Romande. In a moment, you leave a tunnel. And you're coming out of this tunnel and see all the vineyard.
Yes.
You see the lake down in a big...
That's the Lavaux area you come through.
Yes. This is...
Between Lausanne and Montreux in there, or Couilly in that area.
Yes, exactly.
This it's breathtaking.
It's incredible view. Every time I'm going back by train to Lausanne, you come out of this tunnel, it's incredible.
And wise travelers know, experienced ones know, if you're coming from German Switzerland, you always want a place on the left side of the train.
Exactly.
And if you're coming up from Geneva, you want to be on the right side of the train. And you have this most beautiful, I mean, panorama is exactly what it is. Because the rail line at that point is up on the side of the slopes, and your vineyards all over. You go through the vineyards.
You go through the vineyards.
You look down upon the Lake of Geneva. You look down upon Lausanne, across to Avion, into France, the Haute-Savoie, the Upper Savoy.
Yes.
This has got to be one of the most beautiful, classic panoramas in all of Switzerland.
You can see the entrance from the Valais. It's incredible.
The end of the lake.
The end of the lake.
And see it disappear around the bend.
It's incredible.
Now, we're spending a moment to describe this because this is one of the things that you can enjoy and appreciate if you spend some time in French-speaking Switzerland. And French-speaking Switzerland is really quite compact. You can move around in it. You can base yourself in one particular place and easily, within a day, within an hour or two, you can get around from almost one end to the other.
Yeah.
You have a wide range of things that people can do if they're interested in really rugged nature. Getting out, for example, into the wilds of the Jura Mountains.
Yes.
I think of one, it's just one place, Lac du Joux, which is famous. It's almost desolate there on the border with France. If you're really looking to find yourself in peace and quiet, that's one example.
Place to go, of course.
And on the other end of the scale, you have the glamour of the big city. You have Geneva.
Lausanne, which
is something in between.
Yeah, Montreux.
Exactly. But there really is something for everyone. I mean, if you really want to mix the two together, if you want the seclusion, if you want the peace and quiet of the countryside, you can have it in the evening.
It's very easy.
And then within a few minutes, you're in an exciting place like Montreux, as we say, Geneva, as you wish.
Of course.
Who are your best clients? Are they perhaps the Swiss themselves? Or is it very international?
It's very international because we are close to Lausanne, of course, close from Geneva Airport. But Swiss-German people are coming also to Swiss Romande because they don't really know the Swiss Romande. They're reading the papers, so everybody speaks about the Röstigraben, but I think it doesn't exist, this Röstigraben,
We have to explain what this is. Rösti is one of the national Swiss dishes. It's sort of hash brown potatoes, I think the Americans would call it, a kind of shredded and fried potatoes in a pan, which was a staple diet of many of the farmers for many years. Liked in German Switzerland and French Switzerland, you'll find it, although this Röstigraben, meaning this rift between the French Swiss and the German Swiss. A lot about it in the press, but I've been hearing from people on both sides, especially from the Swiss Romande, that this is really a fiction of a journalist's imagination.
Yeah, it is.
They're making much more out of it than there should be. No question of the country splitting in two.
No.
Nothing like that.
That's nothing like that. So they're often coming for visiting Swiss Romande, and they like it very much. Because there's another way to live. It's
more easygoing, isn't it?
It's more easygoing. Yeah, it's more...
more the savoir-vivre,
yes,
the knowing how to live.
Yes,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Maybe you don't take life quite so seriously as the German Swiss do.
Maybe. It's...
Yeah.
It's.
I know we're talking about clichés, but there's always a basis of truth in a cliché.
Of course, of course.
The German Swiss tend to be more serious, maybe.
Very serious.
They work
always
longer hours.
And
and you like to take life a little bit more laid back.
Yeah.
Maybe
I
it's the
so.
Wine.
Yeah, of course. I think it makes a big influence.
Yeah, well, you're under a Mediterranean influence, basically.
Yes, of course.
You're under a Latin influence there.
Where somebody is coming to our home, we sit down and have a glass of wine.
It's just matter of fact. It's just natural, natural thing to do.
Yeah.
And excursions are possible. If you would like to be based in Western Switzerland but would like to see something else, you can get on the train or get on the motorway, which is excellent. It's the main motorway between Geneva, Lausanne,
Zurich,
Bern, along the way, this axis there.
Yeah.
Or if you can go from Lausanne, you continue on the excellent motorway through Canton Valais. So, I mean, you can see so many things in such a short time.
So many things in a very short time. In 1 hour you are in Sion in Valais.
Mm-hmm.
Very different.
Narrow valley and high mountains.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very different.
And when you get a little claustrophobic, you can go back
to
Vaux or to the lake and see the wide open spaces.
You can go to the lake, have fun in the water. You can take a big boat.
Yeah.
In Lausanne, there is the biggest lake steamers in Europe.
And you can even go to France on the other side.
Of course.
You go to Avion, if you want.
Of course,
big gambling casino.
Yeah.
But you'll have gambling casinos in French Switzerland, too, soon. And one is talking about it.
Soon, they're talking about...
It's not a question of if, it's a question of where, really. That's the big thing. And I guess the big centers, you have so many competing. You have Geneva, would like a piece of the action, and Lausanne, and of course, Montreux.
Of course.
We think of that. And we're just mentioning names which people have heard of, and they're all in the French-speaking part of Switzerland, and you can see them all within a few days.
In
if you like going to Geneva one day, or Montreux the next.
Of course.
I think of the lakeside cafes, the outdoor life, the outdoor cafe life is so much a part of French-speaking Switzerland.
It's a very nice place on the lake.
Mm-hmm. And wine lovers, we go back to that subject of wine, because the Romandie, as the German Swiss tend to call it a lot, or the Swiss Romand area, is, of course, the place of wine. This is where the wine comes from, the main production areas. And lovers of wine who would like to learn more about the wines, and there are dozens of wines that never make it outside the country that are so good, that are produced in small quantities, and people can study them. They can go to a vineyard, they can talk to a vintner, they can go to a cafe and sample the wine from that place.
They are small cellars. In almost every little village, they are open from 5 o'clock in the evening till 8 or 9 o'clock. There you can try to
taste the different
taste
wines.
The wine, mm-hmm. Different wines. You can have a little saucisson vaudois,
a little sausage, which is typical of Vaud.
Typical
There's one
Vaud.
Called the vaudois sausage. Yes,
in Valais it's the same.
And of course, cheeses.
Cheeses,
can't forget the different
all
cheeses.
Kind of cheeses.
You
from,
have fabulous cheeses
yes,
there. Really delicious.
There's lots of possibilities to talk with vintners in every little village. You can see those little cellars.
And every single one of those wine producers is very proud
of
the wine.
Of course. There is a lot of work.
And those vineyards, of course, are in many cases hundreds of years old. And we know that the Romans were the first to introduce the wine grape to that part of Switzerland.
Yeah.
In fact, the headquarters of what the Romans called Helvetia is in French-speaking Switzerland. It's in your canton Vaud.
Yes.
And it's Avanches.
Avanches.
And you still have a lot of Roman ruins there and remnants. There's a tremendous amphitheater, which has been slightly renovated and still used in Avanches. And Aventicum in Latin,
actually,
which is the original.
Actually, in summertime, there is the opera. Yeah. It's nice.
Also, the climate tends to be milder, as a rule, in French Switzerland than it is up here in German
of
Switzerland.
Of course, the lake.
The lake has an influence.
Yes.
Certainly.
Yeah.
French-speaking Switzerland, one of the most beautiful areas of Switzerland that is imaginable. You were just listening to Switzerland in Sound with Bob Zanotti. For more information, go to www.switzerlandinsound.com.